American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 1D. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1D. Figure 1. These dialogues contain words with shifting stress. Notice the words which change their stress. Just listen. Does George work overseas?
Yes, he's got an overseas job.
Are you almost ready?
Yes, almost.
Would you like to go downtown?
Yes, let's go to a downtown restaurant.
Are you staying overnight?
Yes, on Wednesday I have an overnight trip.
Now listen and repeat the dialogues. Does George work overseas?
Yes, he's got an overseas job.
Are you almost ready?
Yes, almost.
Would you like to go downtown?
Yes, let's go to a downtown restaurant.
Are you staying overnight?
Yes, on Wednesday I have an overnight trip.
Look at the same figure. Listen to the question and read the answer. Does George work overseas? Are you almost ready? Would you like to go downtown? Are you staying overnight? Now look at the figure again. This time you read the question and listen to the answer. Begin now.
Yes, he's got an overseas job. Yes, almost. Yes, let's go to a downtown restaurant. Yes, on Wednesday I have an overnight trip.
Now listen to an article about fish. You will hear it three times. The first time you hear it, just listen.
Fish come in a wonderful variety of shapes and sizes. They are perhaps the most varied of any animals in the animal world. Some of the variations are the result of their living conditions and how they get their food. Fish are found in every part of the world. Some types of fish live only in areas where the water temperature is very warm, while others live in extremely cold waters. Yet another group of fish live in areas where water temperatures are neither very warm nor very cold. Different types of fish also live at different depths. Some prefer to be near the surface. There are other types of fish that are comfortable at the bottom of the sea. Some fish eat both meat and plants. Fish that eat meat usually have very strong, sharp teeth. Fish that eat only plants don't need strong, sharp teeth. They may not have any teeth at all.
Look at figure 2. Listen to the article again and take notes. Write your notes in words or phrases.
Fish come in a wonderful variety of shapes and sizes. They are perhaps the most varied of any animals in the animal world. Some of the variations are the result of their living conditions and how they get their food. Fish are found in every part of the world. Some types of fish live only in areas where the water temperature is very warm, while others live in extremely cold waters. Yet another group of fish live in areas where water temperatures are neither very warm nor very cold. Different types of fish also live at different depths. Some prefer to be near the surface. There are other types of fish that are comfortable at the bottom of the sea. Some fish eat both meat and plants. Fish that eat meat usually have very strong, sharp teeth. Fish that eat only plants don't need strong, sharp teeth. They may not have any teeth at all.
Now listen to the article one more time and correct or add to your notes.
Fish come in a wonderful variety of shapes and sizes. They are perhaps the most varied of any animals in the animal world. Some of the variations are the result of their living conditions and how they get their food. Fish are found in every part of the world. Some types of fish live only in areas where the water temperature is very warm, while others live in extremely cold waters. Yet another group of fish live in areas where water temperatures are neither very warm nor very cold. Different types of fish also live at different depths. Some prefer to be near the surface. There are other types of fish that are comfortable at the bottom of the sea. Some fish eat both meat and plants. Fish that eat meat usually have very strong, sharp teeth. Fish that eat only plants don't need strong, sharp teeth. They may not have any teeth at all.
After lab, compare your notes with those on the answer page for this tape. Look at Figure 3. Listen to the dialogue.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to clean out the hall closet.
Where'd you find all this stuff?
In the back of the closet. Can't we get rid of some of these things?
I'm afraid not.
What are you going to do with it? It's no good.
There are too many happy memories in that stuff. And besides, it's my stuff.
Okay, I'll put it in the basement. Hey, can one of you guys give me a hand?
Sure, Dad. What do you need?
Help me move this stuff down to the basement.
Listen to the dialogue again and repeat it.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to clean out the hall closet.
Where'd you find all this stuff?
In the back of the closet. Can't we get rid of some of these things?
I'm afraid not.
What are you going to do with it? It's no good.
There are too many happy memories in that stuff. And besides, it's my stuff.
Okay, I'll put it in the basement. Hey, can one of you guys give me a hand?
Sure, Dad. What do you need?
Help me move this stuff down to the basement.
Now look at Figure 4. Listen to some sentences. Do not repeat. Just follow the sentences in your booklet.
Number 1. What's this stuff on the floor? It looks as though someone spilled something. Number 2. Would you please pick up your stuff from the living room? This place looks as if a tornado's been through it. Number 3. Is my book under that stuff on the sofa? I can't find it. Number 4. The guys are going to the mall. Can I go with them? Number 5. The guy who drives the school bus lives on a farm. Number 6. I have to stop and get some stuff at the grocery store. You guys go on without me.
Now look at figure 4 again, and this time, listen and repeat the sentences. Number 1. What's this stuff on the floor? It looks as though someone spills something. Number 2. Would you please pick up your stuff from the living room? This place looks as if a tornado's been through it. Number 3. Is my book under that stuff on the sofa? I can't find it. Number 4. The guys are going to the mall. Can I go with them? Number 5. The guy who drives the school bus lives on a farm. Number 6. I have to stop and get some stuff at the grocery store. You guys go on without me. Look at figure 5. You will have time to read the sentence. Then you will hear a cue word. Change the sentence using the cue word for a word or phrase in the sentence. You may have to change the form of the word. Look at the example first.
Mary's having a major operation this Monday. Serious.
Mary's having a serious operation this Monday.
Now read, listen, and change the sentences. Repeat your answers.
Number 1. Read the question. Listen. Guy. Repeat. Who's the guy with the big mustache? Number 2. Read the question. Listen. That stuff. Repeat. What is that stuff on your desk? Number 3. Read the sentence. Listen. Pass out. Repeat. She passed out when she heard the bad news. Number 4. Read the sentence. Listen. Stole. Repeat. That guy stole my truck. Number 5. Read the sentence. Listen. Interrupt. Repeat. Excuse me for interrupting. Number 6. Read the sentence. Listen. Shouted. Repeat. John shouted for help. Number 7. Read the question. Listen. Crash. Repeat. What was that crash I heard? Number 8. Read the sentence. Listen. Be concerned. Repeat. Don't be concerned about it. Number 9. Read the sentence. Listen. Was a minor. Repeat. It was a minor accident. Number 10. Read the sentence. Listen. As though. Repeat. I feel as though I'm getting a cold.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a dialogue between two students. Mrs. Hansen, their teacher, has just begun calling on the students to answer questions about the lesson. Listen.
I hope she doesn't call on me. I didn't have time to study last night.
Why didn't you have time to study? I thought you got home early yesterday.
Well, some of the guys came over and we sat around and watched the football game on TV. By the time they left, I was just too tired to read all that stuff she told us to read.
Don't you mean you were too lazy to read the stuff?
Now listen to the dialogue again and write in the missing words.
I hope she doesn't call on me. I didn't have time to study last night.
Why didn't you have time to study? I thought you got home early yesterday.
Oh, some of the guys came over. And we sat around and watched the football game on TV. By the time they left, I was just too tired to read all that stuff she told us to read.
Don't you mean you were too lazy to read the stuff?
Turn to the answer page of this tape and check your answers to this exercise. This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 22.